There's this lyric that I keep coming back to. The hardest part of ending is starting again. And I don't know, it just hits me in a really specific way every time. Like I'll hear it and I'll actually pause for a second. Not because it's dramatic or anything, but because it feels familiar in a way that I don't always have the words for. I'll even find myself singing it out loud, like really belting it out loud. And then I just kind of sit there after like, yeah, that's exactly it. But then it also makes me think about my life in a way I don't always love sitting with, because I used to think that endings were the hardest part. Like that was it. That was the pain point. Losing something, letting go, things falling apart. But I don't think that's actually true for me anymore. I think it's what comes after. That weird space where something has already ended, but nothing has really started yet either. When you're still kind of standing there like, okay, so what am I supposed to do now? And life doesn't really answer that question for you. It just keeps going. I've lived in that in-between space more times than I can count. And I don't think I always realized it at the time. It's not dramatic most of the time. It's actually kind of quiet. It's waking up after something has ended and realizing the world didn't pause with you. It didn't wait. It just moved forward like nothing happened. And you're just trying to catch up emotionally. I think a lot of my life has felt like that. Like I'm observing it instead of fully in it. I remember when I was younger, I'd sit on the sidelines a lot. Not because anything was wrong exactly, I just didn't always know how to be inside of things. I'd watch other people like they had some kind of internal instruction manual that I never got. They seemed just certain, even though they probably weren't. And I wasn't. So when things ended, whether it was friendships, routines, or just phases of life, it didn't just feel like losing something. It felt like losing direction. Because I didn't have a strong sense of who I was outside of it. And that's what makes starting again so complicated. Later in life, I got diagnosed with autism and ADHD, and honestly, that shifted a lot for me. Because suddenly, so many things I thought were personal flaws weren't. They were just patterns I didn't have the language for yet. And I thought that that would feel like relief, and it did in a way, but it also brought something else that I didn't expect. Grief. Grief for all the years I spent trying to fix myself. Grief for the version of me I was trying so hard to become. Grief for not understanding myself sooner. And after that, I kind of found myself in this strange place where I couldn't go back to who I was, but I also didn't fully know who I was now. And that's the part that stays with me. Not the ending, the beginning that doesn't feel like the beginning yet. Because people say, just start again, like it's simple. But it's not. Starting again means you're stepping into something without really knowing how it's gonna go. It means you're not fully ready, you're not fully certain. You're just deciding anyway. And I don't always do that easily. Sometimes I stay in the in-between gap longer than I should just because it feels safer than choosing a direction. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's heavy. But eventually I hit this point where staying still feels heavier than trying. And I think that's the only reason I move forward sometimes. Not clarity, not confidence, just wait. And when I look back, I can see it more clearly now. So many of the endings that I thought would undo me ended up becoming the things that quietly moved me somewhere new. Not immediately, not cleanly, not in a way I understood at the time, but still. And maybe that's what I keep learning, that I don't actually need to fully know who I am before I keep going. I just need to be willing to begin again. And even if I don't fully recognize the version of me doing it yet, I still think that I'm learning how to trust that. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I look forward to talking to you in the next one.